在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Senior English for China, Students Book, 2B, Listening, Unit 11, Scientific Achievements, Listening, 1. Listen to Part 1 and complete the chart below.
That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.These were the words spoken by Neil Armstrong, the first man ever to set foot on the moon. Some words become famous because they are spoken when a great new scientific achievement is being announced or made. These famous first words aren't always beautiful or wise, but we remember them because of the important discovery or achievement that they belong to.Another example of famous first words are the words spoken by Alexander Graham Bell when he made the world's first telephone call. Mr. Bell used his new invention to make a call to his assistant, Mr. Watson. When Mr. Watson picked up the telephone, he heard Mr. Bell say, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." Perhaps the most unusual famous first words, or rather word,is the world's first email message. In 1971, an engineer named Ray Tomlinson sent a message from one computer to another. Mr. Tomlinson doesn't remember the exact message, but he thinks it may have been QWERTYUIOP.
2. Listen to Part 2 and complete the sentences below.
Words can also become famous because they are used in important documents. The words, "We the people," are the first words of the Constitution of the United States of America. Other words have been made famous through stories about great events. These stories are perhaps not always true, but the words have become part of history anyway. One such story is of the Greek scientist Archimedes.Archimedes is said to have discovered an important law of physics when he was taking a bath. Watching the water of his bath on the floor, he said, "Eureka," meaning, "I have found it." Of course, perhaps the most famous and important words in the world are the first words a baby speaks. Proud parents often tell their friends about the important event.But mothers and fathers seldom agree on what the first word was. Depending on who you ask, that word is either, well, can you guess?